Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Shalom, saints. It's a blessing to be sharing with you this morning. Not just you that are here in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in online with iChurch in English and in Spanish. We are a word ministry. We're known as the Church for Truth Seekers. Do we have any truth seekers in the house? I love truth seeking because truth seeking is not about religion. Truth seeking is not about tradition. Truth seeking is not about denomination. Truth seeking is about truth. And we find nothing but truth in His Word. Every letter, every word from cover to cover in His Word is about truth. And so we've come as truth seekers because we don't want to hear about tradition. We don't want to hear about religion. We don't want to hear about denomination. Am I in the right place? I'm just checking. So it's all about truth. So you will hear true names spoken here. We use the name of Yeshua, which is the name of the Savior that died on the cross for our sins. Over 2,000 years ago, He did that. However, in 1611, the name was changed to Jesus. But there's no need to translate a name. A name is a name all over the world. Yeah. Is that true? Is somebody calling you something different on the other side of the world? If they are, I wouldn't answer to it because I don't know who they're talking about. But His name from the very beginning was Yeshua. And the word says that Yahweh gave Him a name that is what? Above. So that is why we seek truth. We also seek truth in words. We want to know the true Hebrew or Greek word that was used because it gives us the depth and understanding. For instance, in English, you can talk about power, right? But in the word, there's so many different kinds of power. And I shared with you last week, I believe, six different kinds of power in the Greek, words for power. So if that doesn't give you clarity, I don't know what does. But like I was telling you guys, you can liken it to when you go to the movies. Now that I've seen a 4DX movie, the other movies just don't compare. Some people are like, what a 4DX? 4DX is a movie that the seats move, water gets sprayed on you, smoke appears, lights flash with the action. It's crazy. Somebody said, where is that? I don't mind telling you. It's the Regal 8 down there where LA Live. Has anybody been there? Okay. So. But, I mean, it's a trip. You can't always go to a 4DX movie. It's like, you got to have a grip. It's like, I think $24 or something? $27. Ooh. But how much are 3D movies now? $18, $19, whatever. But what I'm trying to get at is, once I've seen a 3D movie, you know, 2D just don't compare. Even at home, do you guys have HD? Okay. Once you've had HD, just when you go to somebody's house, they don't have, it's like, I can't see. I mean, you know, HD just gives like clarity. So that's how it is with the word. And we're truth seekers because we want that kind of clarity In our lives. Hallelujah. We want that kind of clarity in salvation. We want that kind of clarity in our walk. Who wants that kind of clarity? All right. So that's what. So even earlier in the service, when we are letting the Holy Spirit have his way, prophecy. It's when you have the worship going and, you know, you experience the speaking of tongues, which is evidence of the Holy Spirit. We find that in Acts, in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit fell, Yeshua told his disciples, don't go anywhere and don't do anything until you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit would be a teacher unto us. And when we experience the Holy Spirit, it's not just in the teaching, but it's also in moving in what we are doing right now in the worship services, as stated in 1 Corinthians. So I don't know about you, but everything that's talked about in the Word, I want to experience that. Come on, y'all. I mean, I want to experience that. If the Church of Acts, right, was established when Yeshua said, I'm going, but I'm coming back, but I'm going right now. So I need you to have the Holy Spirit to do the things. Guess what? We are still in the Church of Acts. And in the Church of Acts, there was powerful stuff happening. I mean, the shadows of the apostles were just passing over people and people were healed. Come on. The power of the Holy Spirit was so thick that even the shadow touching, moving over the people healed them. I want to see that. Now, see, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. Because guess what? That power that existed back then when the Holy Ghost fell is the same power that's operating right now. It hasn't changed. And so when we're talking about this kingdom experiencing his greatness, we're talking about experiencing everything that he has for us. And so what we've been talking about is the kingdom of Yahweh. And in that kingdom of Yahweh that we're speaking of, hallelujah, there's some stuff for us. So go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse. And I'm winding this up, but this, we have to teach this because you've got to get this. Because in this lesson about the kingdom, it brings clarity to what we're supposed to do as believers. It brings clarity to what our purpose is as believers. Everybody's like, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm looking for my purpose. Can you tell me what my purpose is? Your purpose is to display the power of Yahweh. That is your purpose. Your life is supposed to display the power of the Holy Ghost. What is the power of the Holy Ghost? His transformative power. His power that is able to take your messed up life that you had before and transform you to victory and triumph. And make you an overcomer. That's what your life is supposed to demonstrate. It doesn't, we have these terminologies in Christendom, in the church. I'm saved. What does that mean? I'm a believer. What does that mean? I'm a Christian. What does that mean? Whatever those things are supposed to mean, your life is supposed to demonstrate that. So if you've been saved, who's saved up in here? Okay. Saved means that you've been rescued out of one situation. And it had to be a dire situation, right? It had to be a messed up situation. It had to be a situation of despair where you didn't have nowhere to turn. You didn't know what you were going to do. You know you was headed for destruction. You know you was headed for sudden death. And what happened is that you heard the gospel. You heard that the Savior Yeshua died for your sins on the cross and he resurrected in victory, which means that the life that you were living can be what? Killed off, and you can rise up in a brand new transformed life with victory and power. So when somebody says they're saved, that means they've been taken out of that and then they've been set up on a rock. They've been set up on something stable. But if you saved, your life should demonstrate that this life here up on Mount Zion is different than this life that was in the miry clay. If you say you're saved and you're still living down here, you ain't saved. Well, you know, once saved, always saved. Who in hell told you that? Who told you? I mean, it sounds good, right? It sounds good to say, hey, once I've been baptized, now I can go back to living foul and ain't no consequences because I'm saved. There is no scriptural foundation. He said, present your body, your life, a what? Living sacrifice. And he put the conditions on it. He said, now your life has to be holy and acceptable. What does that tell me? That tells me that if he's asking for holiness, there's an opposite, unholiness. If he's asking for acceptable, there's an opposite, unacceptable. Do I have some holy set apart people here today that are living that life of victory? So you can truly say, you saved. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going and they ain't saved. It means something. You can't just go to church every now and then and say, I'm a good person. Really? Are you a good person? Guess what I found out? There are a lot of good people that are hellbound. So that is why we need truth, because our life should be transformed. But I want to have fun. Dude, living a saved life is fun. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, wait, come on. Prior, maybe you thought drinking was fun. But guess what? The enemy doesn't let you remember the hangover. Who been hungover? God. It's okay. I've been hungover. I had to try it, right? I mean, there's about 30 minutes of buzz and fun. But then, after that, and there's some crazy kind of hangovers. There's like these crazy kind of drunk. You got one kind of drunk that's like a sleepy drunk. Right? Then you got crazy drunk. You ready to fight. Any crazy drunk? No, don't raise your hand. But have you witnessed crazy drunk? Okay, sleepy drunk. You witnessed that? You just don't, you know, you just lay it out. You don't know what happened. Anybody can do anything to you. But both kind of drunks, you wake up not knowing exactly what happened. And then you want to puke. You got a headache. You got a stomach ache, any smell. But see, the enemy don't want you to remember the hunt that. He wants you to remember the tinkling glasses for that maybe 20 minutes. But what was in the state of hungover, messed up, toe up? Who thinks that being hungover is a good feeling? But the enemy said it was fun, right? But guess what I found out? I can party with some spiritual, come on, holy, righteous, set apart people, and we have a good time. We talk about what Yahweh did in our lives. We're talking about what he's still doing in our lives. We're talking about what he's doing in our lives, gonna do. And every day, we ain't hungover. What are we? We're upright, yeah. When we wake up, it's a blessing. Come on. We expect something. Every day we expect victory. Every day we expect to overcome. Every day we're expecting. We're in our right minds. Hallelujah. We know we're sober. Hallelujah. There's a beauty in so being sober. There's beauty in having the right kind of mindset. There's a beauty in knowing what happened the last night. That's how we live. We ain't got to worry about no foolishness. We ain't got to be worried about our life taken, but rather we're experiencing life more abundantly. Hallelujah. That's what I'm saying. We and then our life is an example of the way it's supposed to be, right? We got victory. When we get sick, guess what? We heal. Come on. When we have a challenge, guess what? We got victory. So your life is an example of that. And so we found out that when the word talks about the kingdom of Yahweh, and I might finish this today, but I might not. But either way, hallelujah, because it's good. He speaks of the kingdom of Yahweh, the kingdom of God. And we have a definition of that. The kingdom of God is the nature and the character of God, of Yahweh. So that means that when you see that in the Bible, it's talking about the nature and the character of him. So Matthew 6:33, do you have it? And it says this, seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh, which is his nature and his character. And we know that that is 6:33, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. Seek it. What does that mean? I'm looking to make sure that I've got that kingdom of Yahweh working in me. How do I know it's working in me? Because the words that I say demonstrate it. Whoa. My attitude. You don't have to say a word, but I got your attitude, y'all. You can demonstrate an attitude, and I know right off the bat. Thank you. I know right off the bat where you're coming from. You got a frown on your face. You looking foul like you smelling something. Bad attitude. As believers, we're supposed to have a good disposition. Believers are supposed to be happy. Guess what? We're happy all the time. Now, something happens, a challenge comes, but we have the nature and character of Yahweh in us. So when that challenge comes, we respond like what? Believers. Our response is not the same response as an unbeliever. Brothers, when you're confronted with something, your old nature, your old way of doing things, right? Say you're in a relationship. Your old nature, your old flesh says slapper. No. Maybe you did that. Don't act like. Maybe you didn't do it, but don't act like you didn't think it. But the new nature says, ain't no way. I'm a believer. Why do I say that? Because we got some so-called believers slapping. Your old nature, your old way of doing things says, cuss her off. Wait. We're talking about people that so call themselves Christians. See, guess what? Unbelievers are slapping. Unbelievers are acting a fool. Unbelievers are cussing out. Why do I have to address this? Because believers are what? Doing the same thing. Because we get a bad name. Some of y'all walk out of here all dressed up. Oh, I just came from church. Go to a restaurant and then start cussing. Start fighting in the parking lot. Wherever you go. And yet you just came from a spiritual experience. I don't know about you, but if a believer is not demonstrating to me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, all days other than Sunday, I ain't trying to hear you. If this thing ain't real, what you doing here? If this thing ain't real, you could be at the marina having brunch right now. But guess what? What you doing here? Because you think this thing is what? Do you believe this thing is real? I'm asking. So that means the kingdom of Yahweh. He says, if you seek that, if you seek my nature and character, how I would respond, how I would attend to a situation. If you seek that and my righteousness, you want to be good. You want to be clean. You want to live holy. All the things that you need in your life will be added unto you. And this is what this means. It means that stuff, blessings, everything that you need will not catch up, just catch up to you. It'll overtake you. Come on, y'all. The stuff will follow you. You'll be like, hey, where'd that come from? What? More money? You get a promotion? I wasn't even asking for a promotion. But that supervisor will say, I'm recommending you for this new position that's being opened up. Come on, y'all. You got to believe that that's available to you. Just like that. Somebody will walk up to you and say, hey, you know, I've been led to give you $5,000. What? Guess what? It happens. It happens. I know a saint, hallelujah, who she was working for somebody and he said, hey, listen, I want to give you, I think the figure was like $50,000 or $60,000. Where does that come from? Come, listen, do you guys believe this is real or not? Do you believe he's able to do that? Come on. But why did he do that? Because he saw that she was demonstrating a kingdom life. Come on. And sometimes y'all gotta remind yourself of what he's done. Come on, some of the stuff that he's manifested in the past. And so if you seek the stuff, you are responsible to take care of the stuff. But if you seek the kingdom, the stuff will follow you. And I don't know about you, but I need the stuff to follow. He'll give you stuff that you didn't even know you needed. He'll give you stuff better than the stuff that you think that you wanted. Wait. Did anybody receive that? He'll give you better than. So it'll be added unto you. So then also we find, and you don't have to turn there, Romans 14, 17. He says, they were asking him about, hey, you know, when is the kingdom coming? When is the kingdom of God coming? And he's like, listen, it doesn't come with observation. It's not tangibles, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then Luke 17, 20 says, when he was talking about to the Pharisees, and he was saying, listen, when will the kingdom of Yahweh come? And he answered and said, what, 20th verse? He answered and said, the kingdom of Yahweh cometh not with observation. But the 21st verse says what? 21 says what? Neither shall they say, lo, here or there, for the kingdom of Yah is what? It's in you. Say, it's in me. So, why is the kingdom of Yah? Now we're connecting the dots. Why is the kingdom of Yahweh in me? It's his Holy Spirit, but why is it in me? Because when I carry that Holy Spirit around, when I'm walking to work or I'm at school or I'm in a situation, people see it. You affect people's lives by demonstrating the kingdom of Yahweh. Come on, y'all. What is my purpose? Your purpose is to demonstrate the kingdom of Yahweh in you. So what does that mean? That means everybody that you come in contact with, every situation. When you're at the DMV, you got so much Holy Ghost in you that they just do whatever they need to do, the stuff that they ain't supposed to do, just because you're a child of the Most High God. I have seen, and I ain't nobody special. I just let the Holy Ghost move in me. I've seen people going up to counters in different situations where they need something. And the person that's working the counter got an attitude. And they're trying to move stuff along. And I'm saying, look, Father, give me favor. And I get up to the line. How you doing today, sir? And, you know, I mean, I look all right, but, you know, I'm not trying to say she thought that, you know. Because I wasn't, you know, I was looking toe up, right? I had the baseball cap on and, you know, glasses, you know. I was looking, you know, I didn't get the color done, so the grays were showing. I ain't ashamed. Listen, one day I'm going to come up here, one Sunday, I'm going to shock y'all. It's going to be full white. Are you waiting for that day? What year are we in? 2017. Maybe one day you'll see it. But it's, don't get it twisted. That's how you guys get it twisted. You thinking you looking good. You thinking you smelling good. That's why somebody nice. You thinking you got, no. Get rid of all that. As my boy Ryan said, miss me with all that. It's not about that. It's not about your appearance. It's about the Holy Ghost working in you and through you. Tell me, who has been in a situation where the Holy Ghost has preceded you, has come before you? Come on. I was in a courtroom, yes. Pastor Tom got a ticket, of course. I've been there. I hate to say what my ticket was for. Apostle like, what was it for, son? I mean, okay. Can we be transparent? Okay. I was in my car, and, you know, of all times, I just happened to pick up my cell phone, you know, just to, you know, try find out where I was because I don't use my navigation in the car, and that's crazy because I paid for it. I don't even use it. I use the phone. Guess what, saints? When you buy a new car, don't pay for navigation. If it's already there, cool, but don't get it as an option because your phone is the best navigator. But anyway, I digress. So I just picked it up to know. Guess, lo and behold, who was over there? Burr. Sir, I saw you using your cell phone. I said, I wasn't using it to communicate. I wasn't texting. I was just, you know, I needed to navigate. He said, I'm sorry, sir. You're not supposed to distracted driving. I was like, man. I said, this ain't fair. Zello fair. So, of course, I got the ticket. And I'm ready to fight it. You know, I'm like, I'm going to fight this. Because in my mind, I wasn't texting. I was just looking. I just happened to have it in my hand. So, you know, I could act a fool and all that, but I didn't. Because, you know, he was right. Holy Ghost said, shut up. I said, just receive it. So I received it. I said, I'm going to fight. This battle's already won. I'm going to fight this later. And sure enough, judge was like, I had to. Don't make no sense. Why did they make you come at 8 o'clock if you're not going to be seen till 9 or 10? I surrendered. Sure enough, I get up there. And man, he was giving everybody the business. That judge was cold-blooded. Mr. Washington, so how do you plead or whatever? I was like, no contest. No contest. He was, and then he asked me what happened. So I said, I wasn't texting. All right, well, be careful next time. Dismissed. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. That's not my ticket. That's your ticket, because one day you might be in front of a judge. You might be in front of a judge. What you gonna do? It's the kingdom in me. It's the kingdom of Yahweh in me. Why are you gonna get mad? Just give it, cast it on who? Come on, y'all. Y'all not believing. The kingdom of Yahweh in you changes circumstances. Changes people's mind. That's the power that you have available to access. I mean, I've been in situations where, you know, I'm trying to get a class. And they say they ain't adding nobody else. And then I'm just like, hey, professor, my name is Tom Washington. I really heard a lot about your class. And I just really would love to be taught by you. Because he gives you what to say. Well, I'm not really taking anybody, but I'm going to add you, just so you know. He wasn't supposed to do it. But you have to say that. It wasn't supposed to happen, but. They weren't supposed to let me in, but. I wasn't supposed to be able to apply for this, but. Not only that. So. You are affecting. Look around. Tell your neighbor, we're changing people's minds. We're changing people's mindsets. That's what the kingdom of Yahweh in us, it changes people's mindsets. Then the next one is the kingdom of heaven. It's a geographical location that seeks the government of Yahweh and the systems of Yahweh, right? So when you see the kingdom of heaven, that's actually a place, but it's the government of Yahweh. It's the actual systems. It's where angels are dispatched and all that. But guess what? You have an effect on the kingdom of Yahweh. Let's go here real quick. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Because of the systems that are in heaven, where you putting up your prayers, guess what? The enemy doesn't want you to have access. The enemy doesn't want you to have the knowledge to know that you can change situations. He does not want you to have the authority and power, knowing that you can things have to move. And the choir said it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No. You got to get this. It won't work. What won't work? The weapon. There's a weapon, April. There's a weapon that got your name on it coming for you. But what are you telling that weapon? No, April. I know you got a soft voice and everything, but when you talking to these girls, you come a different way. Tell that weapon what? That's what I'm talking about. It's got your name on it. It is personally inscribed with your name. Arthur, you got a weapon. Got your name on it. What you gonna say? Oh, come on, Arthur, now, come on, dude. I know, you got boys. So what you gonna tell the weapon?
It won't work.
Come on. work. But so we're battling that. Heaven is trying to empower you. All the keys are available for you to access. The enemy is fighting against you. So it says, and from the days of Johannes the Baptist. I want you to get this. From the days of Johannes the Baptist. What is he saying there? Johannes the Baptist, John the Baptist was the guy that said, hey, there's a Savior coming. There's a Savior coming. Where did he, what was he trying to do? He was the voice in the wilderness saying what? Prepare ye the way. There's one coming. Straight away. Right? But even from that point, the enemy was still trying to what? Hinder. He was trying to stop. And it says, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. But guess what? The spirit world wants to keep the keys from you. The spirit world, the adversary, wants to keep the mechanisms and the systems of Yah from you. So how are you going to get it? Well, it says, you, the violent, what? You got to tell that weapon. You got to take it by force. See, the enemy's going to come against you. Stop being nice to the enemy. Wait. Stop being all shy with the devil. He's coming up. Wait, he's bucking up against you. He's bucking up the kingdom of heaven. He's trying to keep you from accessing the keys of power and authority. What you going to do? Tell your neighbor, we taking it by force. Wait. There's some stuff that he already took from you. But what you got to do is you got to go back and take it back. Is there anybody, any kingdom people in here that are going to take it by force? You taking it back. You're not going to get it from me, enemy. Your weapon is not going to prosper. Yeah, you thought that your weapon was going to prosper. But guess what? It won't what? There's a situation brewing right now. You already know. It's already manifested itself in front of you. You already got a word, or you already got notification of something. What you need to do right now is go into the spirit world in the name of Yeshua and tell that thing it won't work. No, tell it right now. You better take it. Tell your neighbor, we got to take it by force. That's what is it taking about it? That's the power and authority that he gave you. So that's your job. So not only, wait. Not only am I changing people's minds here on earth, but I'm messing with demons. Come on, wait. I'm messing with demons. I'm pushing demons back. Do you believe that you have the power to come against demons? Come on, y'all. I don't think enough of us understand the power that we got. So, boy, not only are we using that Holy Ghost to affect situations, people, but we're also affecting the demon world. The demons are afraid. If we're walking in our power and authority, the demons are afraid of y'all. Some of y'all locate yourselves because the demon bark, and then you jump back. Go ahead and bark, demon. I get like indignant. No. I get like, how dare you, Satan? How dare you try to come at me like that? How dare you try to manifest a situation? I'm a child of the Most High God. I got the keys. I got the keys. on. What? He said, put a choke chain on. You better put a choke chain on that demon. And you sitting around here crying, oh, I don't know why something happened to me. You better get up. You better rise up out of that situation. Get up out of the funk. Get up out of your funk. Get up out of your depression. Get up out of your anxiety and use the authority. Use it. Use it. Hallelujah. I'm not laying down for no demon. I'm not giving my territory to no demon. I'm not giving my family to no demon. Come on. When is the church going to rise up and use the authority? I don't care what the situation looks like. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. Either we believe this or not. Come on. Come against the demons. Take it by force. Hallelujah. We taking it by force. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we're taking it by force. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You better speak to that situation right now. Not later, not next week. Speak to it right now. Hallelujah. Hey, Oshandara Rabasi. Hallelujah. He's rising up the army. Come on, army. Come on, army. Come on, soldiers. That's what he's saying. I need you to demonstrate my power. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I need you to demonstrate my authority. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Hey, Osha. Hey, Sioro Bosa. Hey, Oshandara. Hey, Oshandara. Hey. Thank you, Father. Right now. Right now, Father. It's moving. It's gotta move. It's gotta move. It's gotta move. It's gotta move. In the name of Yeshua, it's gotta move. Come on. It's got to move. It's got to lift. It's got to go. Hey, come on. Right now. Right now. In the name of Yeshua, we're walking in this power. We're walking in this authority. You said unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You gotta believe. Hey, Shandara. Hey, Shandara Lama. Hey. Yes, you. Hasha. Hey. Hori ara ra 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 ra. Hey, Yosha, hey, Yosha, hey, Yosha, Sandra Lamas, Hey, 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 Sandra Lam Jesus. Holy Ashandarara, Hey, O Sandarara, Basi, Holy Asadarara, Hey, O Tikiamara, Hey, O Sandarara, Basi, Hi, Edosa, Hey, O Sira no Moga, Sandarara, Maye, Hirobo Sandarara, Maye, Ha Sandarara, Basi, Dio, Hari Asa, Holy O Sandarara. Remane ishandoro robo ki arabaha. Remane isa oriyabasa rime rosi ki arabahati. Ishandoro robo kushi romondia reba kase robo ki rase robo kanda arabasi romatia shendi robo kuse rase robo ka romono robo sira reyo si re sandere debeke iraboka remane debe sike ishandoro robo ko ishere Rebeke, Isando, Ishay Arabasa, Ishando Rabasi, Isedaraba, Isedaraba, Isedaraba. Come to you now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name that is above every name, 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 the name that is above every name. Father, we know the power of that name. We know the power of your Holy Spirit. We know the authority, Father Yahweh, that you have instructed us to walk in, Father. So right now, Father Yahweh, we're calling out those things right now. We're coming against those things right now. Those things that try to exalt their name above your name. We cast those things down right now. In the name of Yeshua. They're under our feet. That's the way you have designed it.
You've set all powers, you said, all dominions under your feet. And so, Father Yahweh, forgive us if we have not exercised your power and your authority. Forgive us if we have not demonstrated your power and authority as you've instructed us to do here on earth, Father. So right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we have an army right here that's taking it back right now. We have an army of believers that's taking it back. We have an army of believers that are walking in the promises. Hallelujah! 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 Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So we're victorious in every situation. We're not walking in our power, but rather we're walking in your power, Father Yahweh. We're not speaking in our own thing, but we're speaking what you would have us to speak. You say you have not created us to be under what you have created us to be. You told us, Father Yahweh, that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. So right now, Father Yahweh, we invoke your name, the mighty name of Yeshua, the name that is above every name. Your name goes before us. Your power goes before us. And all we have to do is believe and receive that. So we receive it. In this atmosphere, Father, we declare and decree that there's nobody like you. And from this moment forward, we're walking in power. We're speaking in power. We're thinking in power. We're living in power. We're acting in power. And we give you all high praises. And to you be all the power and glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. And we say, Amen and Amen. Come on, give him the glory this morning. Hallelujah.